1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. On the attack in northern Gaza, Israeli forces on the ground and in the air attacking Hamas militants. ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell reports from Tel Aviv.
They've put in more troops, infantry, tanks into northern Gaza in more than one point, it appears. And they are slowly kind of encroaching, it appears again, towards Gaza City, which is the largest city in the Gaza Strip to the north. It's the area where they were dropping leaflets telling residents to leave.
The UN agency in Gaza is among many humanitarian groups calling for a ceasefire, saying it's a matter of life and death. United Auto Workers getting back to work with a tentative agreement with GM, that last of the big three holdouts. This is ABC News. Mystery in a Colorado amusement park. The body of a 20-year-old discovered by a maintenance worker. The dead man wearing body armor and found with guns and explosives. But investigators say it appears the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A new cyber attack on government computers in Texas.
Dallas County IT specialists learned of the ransomware attack on October 19th. County employees weren't told about it until yesterday, 12 days later.
At this point, we know very little, and that's the part that concerns us the most.
Dallas County Sheriff Sergeant Christopher Dyer. This attack was carried out by the cybercrime organization known as PLAY, which crippled city government in Oakland, California earlier this year. The advice from Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, work fast because...
Obviously, what is put out into the dark web cannot be taken back.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And Panera now warning about the caffeine in some of its drinks. The restaurant chain is being sued by the family of a 21-year-old who died after having one of Panera's so-called charged lemonades. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Hochberg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Hochberg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he isn't sold on a Republican-led bill to address PFAS in Wisconsin. The bill would create a grant program to help communities affected by PFAS chemicals and provide aid, but it would also limit the state's Department of Natural Resources' ability to hold those polluters accountable. Evers didn't commit to either sign or veto the bill in an interview with Wisconsin Eye on Monday. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers' Craig Counsell in talks with other teams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell, the Brewers' manager the last 9 years, interviewed with the Cleveland Guardians. He's expected to meet with the New York Mets. He and his wife, Michelle, actually are interested in living in New York. And if he gets an offer, he'd like to raise the bar on what all managers make in the major leagues. That's all according to the New York Post. The story says the Brewers may already be lining up candidates to replace Counsell. Game 3 of the World Series last night, the Rangers beat the Diamondbacks in Arizona 3-1. But Max Scherzer and Adolis Garcia each left the game with injuries. Game 4 is tonight in Phoenix. The Rangers lead 2-1. NBA, the Bucks beat the Miami Heat 122-114. Head coach Adrian Griffin says it was great to see his team back in sync after losing to the Hawks Sunday.
It was beautiful to watch when we were sharing the ball. Our spacing was great. Trusting the pass, I thought that was the most important thing. But we got organized on both sides of the ball.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 38. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows around 20. High of 37. Tomorrow, about an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two here at Mino and the Mayor on Halloween, National Magic Day. How cool was it to have Gizmo in here?
That guy's awesome.
He's fun. National Caramel. Is it caramel or caramel?
Caramel. No, it is. There's an A in there.
Todd, what is it?
Carmel.
Carmel?
Carmel, like the city? And
No. That's in
Clint
Indiana.
Eastwood was the mayor?
It can go either way, I think.
Either way?
Carmel or caramel, whatever okay. You want to say.
Okay, whatever. All right.
I say overrated. What do you say?
I don't think. I say caramel, but it is caramel.
Oh, okay.
It is caramel.
Okay, see, listen
but
to our
guest. But I say caramel.
All right. We have caramel. A winner in our Who Are You? Terry in Ashwaubenon. Congratulations, Terry in Ashwaubenon. Jim, Mr. Mayor. Introduce our very special mystery guest.
All right, so this is someone who has been in the media, that's fair to say, right, since 1980?
It is.
Kind of got your own gig in 1983.
Yes.
Ran the tables, how many years?
Like 30 years of that. I actually put face paint on for 30 years.
Right.
That was the part that made me give it up, is that stuff, when you put oily funk like that on your face for that long, it is so grotesque.
Yeah, it's showing, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Well, my face itches. My face still itches. And there's not a lot of men that'll come up and say, dude, it's great to see you, but my face itches.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and draft a letter now for all the guests that Jim offends over the next several years.
I am so not offended by Jim because Jim's hanging out there. Believe me, if we need
to break a comeback, we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very special guest. Can we say your real name or
sure. No, you can. Name. You can.
Steve Brenzel, a.k.a. Ned the Dead.
Yeah. Hey, kids.
How are
you?
Is our very special guest.
Right.
And I was telling these guys 2 weeks ago, I was in Appleton North High School doing a football game, and the game ends, and three of the guys in the booth say, hey, boy, we miss your show. And I'm thinking, which one? You know, which?
Right.
And they're like, well, Chiller Theater, of course.
You know.
Like, it's not me. And this is what I get every time. Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is so funny. So John was, you know, you were at LUK in the early 80s as well.
And, 84 started.
Yep. And so, and that was like my first year. 83 is when I started doing Ned there, but I was a news photog, you know. And so I would work with John and we were in the newsroom together. And I can't even call you John.
It I know. Where did that make come sense. From?
I got to call you Mino. I can't, right. I can't stand
I've
it.
I've never
it's
been called
weird.
John by anyone.
No, it made me feel highly uncomfortable.
Me too.
I thought, did I miss something in the restroom this morning? Because I feel a little uneasy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you and I have known each other, but this was a curse for Mino. And understand, you know, I was just like an ancillary doofus behind the scenes with some dumb show. Mino, of course, was doing the big dogs on the sports cast. He was doing all this stuff. This was like a curse for him. But for me, it's like, heck yeah. They think I'm Mino. This is perfect.
And people don't believe. I tell them, I'm not him. But I worked with him, and they're like, sure. And I go, the very first story I ever did in Green Bay in TV, He was my photographer.
God, was I?
Isn't that amazing? My God, I still remember so that. Crazy. You're my photographer on the first story I ever did in TV in Green Bay was Steve Brenzel, a.k.a. Netherden.
Yeah, and, you know, you were you. I will say you are you, and you were you even then. How old were you then?
Younger.
Yeah,
I was younger slightly,
well,
yeah,
since 40. We're talking about 45
I'm trying to think.
Years ago.
I know.
I think, you know.
24? 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
we're young
same.
Pups.
So Ned the Dead was, everybody watched that. I mean, don't you think, college kids.
The thing about it was that there was no cable. Okay, so you had basically three.
No, that's true.
There wasn't even Channel 26 wasn't there yet. Channel 32 wasn't there yet. So it was 2, 5, 11, and 38, you know, and 38 was out at the university with PBS.
Oh.
So the reality is, and there was no internet, and there was no cable.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you come home after having an orange juice at, you know, 11:30 at night, right after Saturday Night Live, there's nothing else to watch. My ratings were far higher than most of the ratings that the news gets to this day because there was nothing else. You know, ratings are, it's like how many of all the TVs that are on, how many are tuned to you? Well, they had no choice. There's nowhere else to go.
You're being a little humble, but there's probably some truth in there too.
Well, no.
How did you come up with the concept? I mean, like I said, I'm one of those guys that says,
once again, with Steve Brenzel, Ned the Dead.
Yeah, that's so basically what happened was, you know, I was working at LUK and I was a news photog, you know, one of the mini cam guys out on the street with Mino and whomever. And they decided they had this back in the day, they would buy these big movie packages, you know, so they would own 200 movies, a TV station, you know, Channel 11, Channel 5. They would own these huge piles of movies. And among them, you bought 300 movies. Well, 50 of them are going to be rotten horror movies. So the station decided, you know, we have these movies. Let's get someone to do this. And they were looking at their staff and who they could have do this for free, of course. And so they, you know, they thought that I was wild enough at the time, but I had no intention of doing that, nor do I actually like horror movies, to be honest.
Really?
So, no, not really.
How did you come up with that character, though?
Right.
Well, so they first wanted me to be a woman. And because, you know, I have some female attributes. If I don't think you guys are, I noticed Jim looking at me a little funny.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, a little funny. I'm getting older and my upper area is growing some. And there's a protuberance. I have a mammalian protuberance now.
You're reading the room wrong.
What's the story? That's why I'm just Ned the Dead, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's your.
I could have been a contender if I could have read the room.
Don't start. Oh, my God. All right, let's.
Are you kidding? Read the room is not one of my specialties. So they said to me, we'd like to have you be a woman, you know, so I would drive and I would practice voices in the car because, I mean, it didn't come equipped with a group of voices. So I would build the voice like this and I thought, Ned the Dead, or it would, not Ned the Dead, but whatever the character name was going to be. And I'm just thinking, you know, this just sounds like rot. It's just awful. So I went back to Dave Commissar, who was the guy who was also then married to Nancy Bruce, who was our anchor at the time. And this, now I'm going to take a giant leap here because this goes sports. So Nancy Bruce was the anchor, one of our anchors at the time at Channel 11. Mino was there. Nancy Bruce ended up no longer being married to this Dave Commissar, who was the program director, and instead married Hitchcock, the coach of the Detroit freaking Red Wings at the time. I mean, the guy who won a Stanley Cup with Colorado. What the hell was his first?
She married him?
Yeah. She was married.
I worked with
him. I know. Was married to the action Ken Hitchcock or whatever his
name.
Yeah. Right? The coach of the, because I had talked to her a few years ago and I'm like, what? And
wow. Oh my God.
Yeah. So during the time when they won the Stanley Cup in Dallas and all that, she's like married to the coach.
Oh my Lord.
And
because there'd be her. John Natelli. And then he was replaced by
John Hill. Replaced by John Hill.
That's right. And we had Brad Spackowitz.
John Hill.
Was Weather. And then
Spackowitz wasn't Weather yet. Spackowitz was a photo intern.
Oh, really?
So he came in and we had him. He was 1 year behind or 2 years behind me from GB. And he came in as a photo intern and he would go along on stories and, you know, sort of stuff.
And then Shanda came in.
Right.
But I remember this. I still remember. It's funny how you remember little things. I remember being there and I'm walking past the makeup room or whatever you want to call it. And I stopped and I looked back in. It's like, what the hell is this?
And the makeup when room is the restroom. Yeah, so the everybody bathroom. Had to go to the bathroom.
But it's like, here he is, these people putting all the, it's like, what's going on? And it's like, oh, yeah, that's Ned the Dead. Well, and I had no idea what it was, but it was like, holy cow, this is cool.
Well, yeah, and I thought it was cool until I realized that I was spending an hour in the men's room, the only men's room at LUK, at the time of day that I was in. There seemed to be a particularly viable time for restroom usage. Sir, I'm not kidding. So I'm like in there, oh, my God. You know, I'm like putting this makeup on, and I'm guessing kind of like coffee in the morning. I think my makeup probably spurred them to want to have a better probiotic experience.
Movement.
You know what I mean?
There you go. When did you know that that was going to work? I mean, so many things are tried and stopped.
It worked in like 2 weeks. I mean, it was just, it was on, keep in mind that Saturday Night Live had just come to Green Bay. Saturday Night Live was on for several years and they wouldn't carry it in Green Bay.
Really?
Nope. LUK wouldn't carry it. And so Saturday Night Live came on and they're like, okay, well, Saturday Night Live is going to be on, then we'll put you after Saturday Night Live. Well, midnight. That was like the greatest lead-in ever.
Yeah.
And so I remember watching the first, because it, you know, it was this, oh, well, it's prurient community standards and all this kind of stuff. So they have the first Saturday Night Live and the first sketch is Josh Ramsey, VD caseworker. And I thought, we're in the modern world, everyone. We're in the modern world. Here we go. And it was such a great lead-in, Jimmy, that I had automatic. And then within a year or two, I remember Dean's was our sponsor, Dean's TV and Appliance over on Lombardi. And they said, yeah, we bought 500 shirts, Ned. We're going to have like your picture on the front of them and it'd say, or what, on the back and whatever. And I'm like, well, hang on to those because you'll be selling those in, you know, 2040. And they sold in like a day.
Right,
and
that's
when
cool.
I knew right. that it was like, wow. Oh my God, you know.
I was on a radio station or radio show I do a couple times a year in Manitowoc. They told the story about
so
you were on your way there as Ned the Dead and got pulled over or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I got pulled over. Plus, I also then blew a tire on the way. Not blew a tire, my engine blew up on the highway when I was dressed as Ned, and I'm on the side of the road freezing by Maribel. And then the cop has to come, you know, and they're like, oh, Ned, whatever. And so I had a number of driving things occur with the whole Ned thing.
You and Kathy had a great run, and it continues. You and Kathy Larkin.
Yes.
We had Kathy on a couple of weeks ago. She was awesome.
Yes.
We were talking about getting both of you guys here on the show.
Well, Kathy Larkin, so my relationship with Kathy Larkin began, she was at Star 98 with Doug Kaufman, and I was doing the whole Ned thing, and so I met her through that, and then I was making Vanvrede's commercials, but I wasn't on, my voice wasn't on them. I was just making them. Well, all of a sudden, the guy from Vanvrede's hires Kathy, and then he decides, I want to have two voices on these. So, Steve, would you try to do this with Kathy? And that was 27 years ago.
Wow.
And we have been on those I have made over 2,000 TV ads for Vanvrede's alone.
Unbelievable.
Wow. So, you're not a big horror movie guy?
No.
I just can't believe that.
I never watch horror movies. I never really like
them. That's not, you know, people ask me that because, again, I'm not just saying this. I still today get it all the time.
You are Ned the Dead. Yeah, in many ways.
So many people think I'm Ned the Dead.
In many ways.
Even relatives. I was at a picnic or whatever you want to call it like a summer ago, and my cousins were like, how come you don't do the show anymore? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, Ned the Dead. It's like, that's not me. He's like, oh, okay. We won't tell anybody, but how come you don't do it? It's not me.
Lives with you. I know.
My cousins.
Well, I'm trying to prove that now. People are still going to believe it's you.
I know.
He can stick around, right?
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. He can take over the show.
Yeah. I don't think so.
We're with Ned the Dead, Mind of the Mayor. We'll be back after this.
Doing the time.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Small businesses represent the lifeblood of every community. In Wisconsin, small businesses represent 99.4% of all businesses. Their importance to our economy, especially our rural livelihood, cannot be overstated. Entrepreneurs must be innovative and have a growth mindset in order to keep pace. Business owners and employees of small businesses can attend a free presentation by small business expert Fred Hochberg. Huck Berg is former head of the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and the Lillian Vernon Corporation. His presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, takes place on Wednesday, November 8th at the UW Green Bay Marinette Campus. Huck Berg will share ideas for how rural businesses can thrive in today's marketplace. Funding for the presentation comes from the Tommy G. Thompson Center for Public Leadership. For more information on Fred Hochberg's November 8th presentation, Small Business Growth Strategies in Rural Communities, and to register for this free event, visit thompsoncenter.wisc.edu. That's thompsoncenter.wisc.edu.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Have an open mic. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The music. The world that we live in. The Halloween day. Imagine all of us together in a sweaty but nice area. Doing horrible things. Putting makeup on each other. Riding each other like small animals. Yes, that's what's happening right now on WGBW here in beautiful Green Bay. Created by Jim Schmidt, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's Mino and the mayor and me,
Steve Brenzel. Hi,
Ned
I'm Steve Brenzel.
Joining us.
I'm Steve Brenzel.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Dad, I rarely bring out the actual Ned voice because I had to, believe it or not, I had to go to a throat doctor. So,
really?
Yeah. So what happened was that, you know, so I'm doing years of Ned, but then one week I decided there was a character that was in movies. And his name was Dolomite, right? And Dolomite was kind of the blaxploitation era of movies that
yeah,
were, you know.
Yeah,
so Dolomite,
I know exactly what you're talking
about. There's this great line from Dolomite. So I at work for an entire week, I was like, I am Dolomite. I chained lightning and put thunder's ass in jail. And so I talked like Dolomite for the entire time that I was on. And I was at work saying Dolomite. Jimmy, let me make that ad for you because I am Dolomite. And so I did that for like literally like a week because I'm so strange. And between Ned and Dolomite, it destroyed my vocal cords and I had to go in. And the doctor, this old doctor, like, well, what do you think the issue could be? And it's like, well, I spent a week, you know, I am Dolomite. And I did it to him and he looked at me like, apparently you are also, you know, being treated for some other issues. And so they had to go down my nose with a camera and oh, it's the wildest thing. The funniest part of all, so they have to we're going to spray some stuff in there to make you feel better. So they stick a spray thing in your nose and it comes out your mouth. Oh. It's like hairspray. It goes out your mouth. And then they ran this thing down my nose and then he just said, don't talk for 2 months. And I'm like, what is that? What is that 2 months? How about 2 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. Give me some more Dolomite.
All right. I am Dolomite. I chained the lightning and put thunder's ass in jail. I am Dolomite. I can be Dolomite for you people all morning long. I can be Dolomite.
This is incredible.
You are
Ned the Dead. Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this Halloween 2023.
So even though it's more competitive, because when you started, there were four stations, like you said, not that you had an automatic 25% viewership, but you're going to come back with this? I mean, this is funny
kidding?
Stuff.
I'm not. No. I have...
He's retired?
Nah, yeah. You know what?
Well, you're working, right?
The last thing I put the makeup on for was one of those deals over at the station in Manitowoc, because they would have me over on Halloween, and they had a deal over there.
WOMT?
Yeah, and I really liked that. It was like, you know, old school radio.
Wait a minute. Were you in the little town with the strip joint right across the street?
Well, I was
Bonkers.
In the place where they had the... They had it in various places over time. I would go to their thing, but...
But it's just the weirdest thing. Yeah. The tiniest little town in the state of Wisconsin has this huge adult gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Don't they?
It's
the tightest little town
No,
ever.
It's very
and
strange.
Here's
Bonkers. Yeah, it's very strange. But so I bagged it at that point. You know, it required... Again, the makeup was so itchy and gross. If you are a young person and you're thinking, well, I'm going to create something, and just if you're creating something, realize that it might hit and you might have to do it for 30 years. don't have it involve oil-based face
and
makeup.
It was thick. I mean, they
put it on. And it felt so
bad. It
wasn't
just pancake makeup that the anchors would put
on. My face itched constantly. Yeah. It was so awful. But
Steve, I do want to talk to you a little bit about the youth. And a lot of this stuff starts kind of on public television too, right?
Well, now it's different. So now it's on YouTube and whatever. Yeah, so
I see.
I guess, though, so while the environment is much harder because there's so many things, right? And then we talked about I was like the only thing. On the other hand, there's 100 different ways that as a young person you can get yourself out there. But the thing that you have to have is you just have to have one thing that attracts people, and then you just got to start, and you got to get 10 viewers, and then you got to get 100 viewers. But it all stems from having you got to have the right combo of stuff. And I'll tell you who it's funny because Big Al Sampson. So Big Al, do you remember Big Al? Mm-hmm. So Big Al, for those who don't remember, was a guy. He used to host the Vince Lombardi show way back in the day on BAY. And then he had throat cancer. And, you know, he talked like this. Yep. And he was the fishing guy forever and ever and ever, hunting and fishing on the TV stations. Well, Big Al one time got me out. We were in a bar, of course, and I was working, you know, in those days it was a lot different.
You'd been like, there.
Go out to shoot, and Al would like pull behind some bar, and he was like, "Hey, young man, I got to tell you something. You know, I know you went to college, and I know all of this, but you know what? That doesn't mean anything." And he used the S word instead of anything. Yeah, yeah. And he said, "Well, the only thing that really matters is if people know you're listening to them." And he told me these pearls of Big Al wisdom that I then based my whole public life on. And I just was kind to every single person I ever met and just had a wonderful time doing that. And that was it.
One of my favorite Big Al stories, because I used to go shoot a lot of his stories with him and everything. God. And it's true. He'd be like, "Let's stop and get a sandwich." And I like, "Oh, do you know this place?" "Never been here before in my life." Walking, "Hey, Al! Hey, Martha, how you doing? You still have those blah, blah, blah."
He did something to me that was so, and this is an awful story. So the White Eagle was, of course, a bar in Oneida that would sit out there.
Right.
And, you know, it was a place that I didn't really want to go at the time because I felt like there was potentially some danger there. And so I'm driving with Alan. We're going by it on 54. And, you know, and I said, "Boy, Al, I'm glad, you know, glad we're not going in there." He turns the car around, he pulls in, and then he walks in with me and he goes, "He was afraid to come in here." And he just rips me at the White Eagle, you know. So Al was, as Bino said, he would go anywhere and was the most recognizable human.
Not even a question. I remember one time, though, too, or this was a lot of times. I remember we shot out on Lake Winnebago, shot out, you know, and you'd shoot for like an hour and a half. Uh-huh. And then, you know, and we get back to the station. I said, "Al, we didn't, you know, you didn't do a stand-up. You know, you always," he said, "Yeah, we'll do it and get back to the station." So I'm thinking we're going inside. He's going to do it in the studio or something. We go in the parking lot where the snowplows used to, like, plow up the big thing.
Yeah,
and he goes, stand-up in the parking lot. "I'm out here on Winnebago, and the perch are really snapping in the parking lot."
Listen, Big Al would go on the set. And so when he's sitting, you know, they'd bring him on to do a set piece, where they call it now. So they'd say, "Hey, and coming up here, you know, we got our thing. Yeah, Big Al's going to come in," and Al's on the set. So they cut to Al. So the way it worked for everyone else is you would write a script. And if you're a reporter, it would have your lead in, and then in the booth, they're looking at your script and they press roll, and that's when the tape rolls. So, you know, you're like, "Hey, we were out on Lake Winnebago in Brothertown and doing such and such," bang, they roll the tape. Big Al is like, I don't do that with the script thing. When I go to the glasses, that means roll the tape." So he'd be talking, and if you saw me, he would go to the glasses, but he didn't even do it gingerly. He would like whack himself in the face, and that was for them to roll tape. So he'd be like, "Hey, that was going great on Brothertown," bang, and he smacks himself
in
the
face. But you know, he would do that too. We'd be in one of those bars having a sandwich, and you'd tell the waitress, the lady, "I'm going to say hello to you on the air." It's like, "What? Because when I touch my glasses, right? I'm saying hello."
He would use that as a way. That's so true.
Ned the Dead, can you stick around?
Yeah,
all right. We got Ned the Dead here. This is just too much fun. Mind Know the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. On the attack in northern Gaza, Israeli forces on the ground and in the air attacking Hamas militants. ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell reports from Tel Aviv.
They've put in more troops, infantry, tanks into northern Gaza in more than one point, it appears. And they are slowly kind of encroaching, it appears again, towards Gaza City, which is the largest city in the Gaza Strip to the north. It's the area where they were dropping leaflets telling residents to leave.
The UN agency in Gaza is among many humanitarian groups calling for a ceasefire, saying it's a matter of life and death. United Auto Workers getting back to work with a tentative agreement with GM. That last of the big three holdouts. The GM deal calls for a 25% wage increase plus more retirement income. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers called on the state Supreme Court to throw out Wisconsin's current legislative maps in a legal brief filed Monday. The state Supreme Court announced Friday that it would take up the case challenging Wisconsin's maps. Evers joined State Attorney General Josh Call in writing a brief supporting redrawing the maps. Evers added he wants the case to move swiftly and that not one election should take place under the current gerrymandered maps. The Supreme Court will hear oral argument on the case next month. Four different hunting seasons in Wisconsin start next month. Gun deer season is the busiest. It starts November 18th. There are also hunting seasons for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otters. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters about safety and to make sure they have the proper permits. The DNR is telling non-hunters to be aware that a lot of people will be in and out of the woods in the coming weeks. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered snow showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs around 38. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows around 20. High of 37. Tomorrow, about an inch of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 28.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis? In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Halloween, National Magic Day.
Got a great text here. This is the best. My brother was a huge fan of Ned and Schiller Theater. I only watched it one time at Gold Coast.
And then I threw up and never watched it again.
It scared the ever-living daylights out of me. Ned the Dead, our very special guest here today on Halloween.
Hey, kids. Hello,
okay,
everyone.
That's a little creepy, but
hello.
Okay.
Do you, with all the shows you did, this guy only didn't watch you
I
enough.
Did.
Do you have a favorite? I watched you a lot. Johnny watched you more than I did.
You know what? I did.
Well, I watched it happen in real time.
So
that's right. You were there.
I did. And keep in mind, my show was once a week. I did.
Right.
Like, I believe I lost count at 1,000 shows.
Wow.
And then in each show, there would be 10 breaks. So I recorded 10,000 breaks as Ned over the course of the time. You know, and then I was on the radio for a while, for 5 years, and it just was a crazy multimedia experience. But to answer your question, you know, again, I was more the buffoon. I really didn't care about the movies, I had to hide that because, you know, half the people watched the show because they thought I was goofy and it was just a thing to watch, and they drunk and they were doing whatever, you know, eating Cheetos and, you know, but then half of the people watched them because they love this old movie, and they'd say, "Man, you know, do you remember when the spaceship circled the old tree on this movie?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." And yet I wouldn't say that. But you know what? I have lots of favorite experiences because I would be around people all the time. I would I have lots of favorite experiences. Yeah. But movies, why?
Was your least favorite experience the time Bart Starr yelled at you?
Oh, my God. That is one of the worst things. So, young photog. Okay, so I'm 5'5". Okay, so I'm a little dude, and I'm 210. In those days, I was 135. And I was charged with, so I'm 23 years old, got out of GB, worked at the station a little while. So there's a preseason game, and I am on the live camera that's going to sit in the interview room at Lambeau, and when the game ends, Bart's going to come in. So we have this, I'm just sitting there by myself, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. I'd never done this before. So they win 38-0, which, and this is a preseason game, but during Bart's regime, that was probably the only time they ever won 38-0.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the rest of the media comes in, and they're all tall, of course. So I have my spot. Well, they all go right in front of me, and suddenly I have no spot. So I see behind me, and there's a chair. So I step back up on a chair, and now I have a view that's better. So other guys are like, well, we'll do the chair thing. So all of a sudden, they go with their chairs in front of me. So behind me is a table, like a lunchroom table, right behind. So I take one step up, and I'm standing on this table. And they say to me, okay, you're live. And so Bart walks into the room. My camera's live, and I'm kind of shaking because I didn't do a whole lot of live things yet. I'd only been there a couple months. And Bart walks in after a 38-0 win and goes, would you do that in your own home, young man? Would you ever stand on the furniture? I want you to jump down from there. So the listeners or the viewers at LUK see this awesome shot of Bart yelling into their camera, followed by clunk, and I jump down, and they see nothing but the butts of the dudes who are in front of me. And Bart, and I'm like, really? I went my whole life to have one of my heroes yell at me on live television?
I love that story. We're with Ned the Dead. We've got Amy Jo coming in. She's filling in for Sandra Rank. And Amy Jo, could you do me a favor? Could you just take over my microphone? You, the mayor, and Ned the Dead are going to do your segment.
Wow. All right.
All right, Johnny. John. Hi, Amy. Grab a seat here.
Let me go ahead and give her the intro.
All right.
How's that sound?
Here we go. This is all on the best realtor in the community by far, Sandra Rank, who is on vacation. We are with Steve Benzel, Ned the Dead, who is Chiller Theater. Do you remember this
She's
guy?
She's too young.
You're too young.
I'm probably not too young, but here, I don't remember.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. This never makes me feel bad. It doesn't. It does. I prefer that you don't know.
All right.
Because then I can do horrible things that you won't prejudge.
All right,
okay,
here we go.
Cool.
Now, inside the house with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Isn't that nice?
That it makes me feel homey. It's like I'm baking the bread before they come to the open house.
The chocolate chip cookies.
Right? Exactly.
It's all there. And these people do... little higher end homes, which is where they belong because they are higher end salespeople, but also do a great job with preparing you to sell your home or buy a home. They do a lot of prep work. It's not like we're going to call these people because their commission's this or that. They do all the groundwork.
Well, I have a general question because, you know, back in the day, of course, the MLS was the key to success for a realtor and you had possession of it and no one else did.
Yes.
But then the realty world changed. So what is the new world realtor? What does the new world realtor do?
That's a great question. So I specialize with our buyers. So I work specifically with them to get them everything that they need to buy a house. But I would say for us in at Sandra Rank Real Estate, we offer high-end service and great communication, lots of details, and we want to be there every step of the way. So you do have to look a little different because people have access to a lot more information than they would have in the past.
Does the fact that people now want to pop on a home immediately help you as a realtor? Because they're like, hey, we want to buy a house right now. We need help with that. Because if you just go willy-nilly, you know, the way the market was, you better buy the house now.
Yeah. So it's been interesting. And I have been in real estate 6 years, so not nearly. Sandra Rank's been like 27 years or something like that.
You're very young. You're clearly in your teens.
Let's just say I started my career. I started late in life.
We can't hit on guests here, so yeah. No, go ahead.
All right. So you went by the high school again, Jim, to get the guests.
I'm coming. Very unusual. Forget Sandra. I'm coming back every week.
Yeah, the DECA kids are in this week.
Yeah. So anyway, so it is that. So since I've been in it, it kind of had the upswing that it did, and so it is true. You have to connect with a new buyer. You come up with a plan. Obviously, big step is pre-approval. And then the second the house hits the market, you're there. What we do offer, though, when we list a home is we like to have opportunities for as many buyers to get in it. So we'll have showings available for maybe 5 days and then offers presented. Well, so I appreciate that because then I have time.
And nowadays, the offer, the asking price is not necessarily, it doesn't come in below. It comes in above on many occasions, right?
Yes. Yeah, so it's definitely a learning curve, too, for buyers when they think they can just get it at list. And if it's competitive, you can't, unfortunately.
Well, and I think that's the reason that you're such a strong company is this pre-qualified is the emotion on buying a house. That's probably your biggest investment. I mean,
especially now. I mean, houses aren't cheap.
You've gone into movies and theater and all that, but those of us who are just the common people, the biggest biggest
movies, theater,
the biggest investment,
dude. But I'm a star. Sorry, go ahead. I'm kidding.
No, the biggest investment a lot of people make is their home, and that the emotional roller coaster of that. What Sandra Rank Realty does is get you pre-qualified. So when it does get competitive and you're qualified at X, you don't have to tell the seller you're qualified at X. I mean, they know it, and they'll make sure you get that as close to the list price. But, I mean, you got to go over sometimes. I mean, you're right.
Well, it's crazy. It's amazing. It's crazy. So here's a question I have for you. So how often do you cringe when people say realtor? Or what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, where they, because it is realtor. She's a realtor. And so my wife and I have this all the time. Yeah. She's like, I saw a realtor. I'm like, well, what was that? Because I'm not familiar. And then she's like,
thank you for correcting them.
No, I'm sure it must just grind you.
Yeah,
you
inside you laugh and be like, oh yeah. I probably used to say it that way too.
And may I ask one other thing? Like, is there the strangest thing you've ever found in a house when you've had to go through? I mean, I don't want you to roll over on anyone, but was anyone slaughtering otters or do any awful, like raising fish in the basement or any of that?
I've seen some interesting fish tanks and they're never very, very well kept. And you're like, what's happening? Or they'll be in the basement, but nothing too crazy. But I'm sure Sandra did because she's seen so much for so long.
Can you imagine?
A lot of internal horticulture.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Believe me, I'm doing that. What are you kidding? Yeah,
with the outlets all on.
Yeah, I'm spiking WPS. They're always coming over with a crew. How can you be using this? But why are your eyes like that? pardon me. I do not grow marijuana, ma'am. I want you to know. She's giving me the look. This is not.
Believe it or
good.
Not, I haven't seen that. So that's interesting.
Seen what? The growing of marijuana? My brother-in-law. My brother-in-law. I go in his house one time and I'm like, dude, are you raising skunks in here? What in the world is happening in here? And of course he goes, no, I got to show you this. My brother-in-law is a strange guy. He's like, take a look at this. He opens a closet and is like, oh.
There's more light in there than emanates from a supernova. Yeah. And it was not good. Sorry.
And he was, yes, side hustle. So, so how real estate? What's going on? It changes. You read the paper. It's like every day this. But I see interest rates are going to kind of stabilize. Yes, no?
We're hoping so. You know, every week I feel like when I get a new pre-approval, the interest rate has creeped up again. But I think we'll be in a good spot sooner than later. It's still very busy for us. I still have some buyers that would love to get a house yet this year. Inventory, you know, makes it difficult. But we've been, as I'm sure Sandra noted, as she's been here, very busy this year, and have done a great job for our clients and still working very hard. And even though tomorrow's November, it's still busy for us. And, you know, our whole goal is to always just serve our clients in the best way possible.
Right. How are you doing on that $3.2 million house Johnny's got his eye on?
Well, I can get you through anytime. So, yeah. Yeah.
And is he going to rent beautiful? A room there? Yeah. Or what is he going to use?
He's very interested in the garage.
Yeah, he's going to use the guest room as his entire apartment.
That's a beautiful listing and a great opportunity for someone.
It's someone to get that.
Yeah, I think the right, you know, that one might take a little bit longer than, you know, the houses that hit on a Thursday and are sold by Tuesday. So, yeah. But we're patient and we're here to help anybody.
All right. And people, is this, it's a little bit seasonal, but I mean, someone wants to sell their house. What are the steps they need to take besides call Sandra Rank, really? But I mean, there's a process, right, to staging the home, and you guys go through and tell us a little bit about how you walk it through.
Yeah, we like to, you know, you meet with the seller at the beginning and you know, discuss price and do the market analysis. But from there, it really, you kind of work backwards to be like, what's your best timeline and how do we fit in there? So we can, it can happen really quickly if we need to, or they can say, hey, we really aren't looking to list till January 1st, which obviously gives everybody a little more time. But you do want to have the time to get in the home, make some suggestions. And then obviously we have our staging crew that come in and do an amazing job. And we like to tell the sellers that, you know, not to feel bad at all, but they come in and they probably remove a lot more so than add things.
They call it staging to be nice, but it's decluttering.
Well, but the other question I have is, so what should people do prior to, I mean, you know, you're going to stage it and everything, but what should I do as a homeowner prior? Because you're like, well, you know, we'll replace the carpet upstairs. We'll replace this. You know, we'll do this. We had pets for years. Like, what do you do? What do you tell people to do prior to even having you in?
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing is just the overall maintenance of the home. So the, you know, the outside is the first look. So you want to just make sure you're taking care of everything on the exterior.
Remove the gang signs that are on the garage, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. General, I think taking care of the home is really important. So like
getting
you
rid
said,
of your, you know, 16 dachshunds that you're keeping in the room downstairs, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. So
in July, take the lights down, the Christmas lights.
They're still up. I have to say there are still some up in my neighborhood when we walk the dog. I do love that.
Now they're ready, though. Hey, yeah. November,
they're ahead of it. These people are amazing, you know, so. Yeah.
So I think that is part of it, though, and just preparing your home and how, you know, because the more you're prepared you are and the more we can help you, at the end of the day, you do get more money. And I think that's the goal for everybody.
Absolutely. And you have I know inventory is tight. Every article you read, it's on tight inventory. But people who are moving up from their house, the next step, I mean, you've got a pretty good inventory of that level. Yes? I mean, they...
The most is at that level, but that's still a little tight. And especially if it's a great house and there are the people that are looking to make that kind of move, there's not as much available as we think. But there is more, obviously, at that level than at that price point of, you know, 300 to 400.
And people, you've got all the demographics, the schools. I mean, you supply that because people are like, and Green Bay is not that big, but yeah, it's 50 square miles, just the city. And then you got, you know, all the other suburbs that call themselves Green Bay. So it's like Bellevue.
That's right. We call ourselves Green Bay. That's right. I say Eschwald, I live in Green Bay.
LOA.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm okay with that. It's just that, you know, there's a lot in Green Bay.
He hates us. He can't get over the mayor. He's always the mayor. He hates me in Bellevue.
Do that. I love Ned. Okay. Hey, we're running out of time. Johnny's going to be coming back. I'm going to step out. I got to go teach. So thanks for coming
in today.
Thanks
for having me. It was
Tell
fun.
Sandra she's the best. Have a good
you
vacation.
You guys are the best.
Ned, you're going to stick around. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Very superstitious. Right in. Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Much Amy Joe coming over from Sandra Rank Realty. Drive safe, Amy Joe. Try not to be late. Thank you very much, Amy Joe, filling in for Sandra, who's on vacation this week. So, Todd, you've got the Tuesday morning movie line quiz.
I've got that.
I think that's right up Ned the Dead's alley. Uh-oh, what do you think?
I'm so bad at those things.
Oh, no, you're not.
Come on.
I am. I'm terrible at that stuff.
Here we go.
Well, all right.
You're like that. You're like that girl. It's like, you're so pretty. Oh, no, I'm not.
No, but in this case, I'm horribly ugly.
Here we go.
In this case, I am the very ugly woman.
Here we go.
All right, so these are big lines from big movies. These are not difficult, okay? First one, may the force be with you.
Oh, jeez, come on.
Well, that, of course, is Star Wars.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Although I've never seen it.
You've never seen Star Wars?
I'm the only person I know that has never seen Star Wars.
Well, I have never seen, like half of the ones that came out after.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I've never seen Family Guy. I've never seen The Simpsons, ever. I have never watched either of those.
I'm with you
go
on that.
Ahead. Go back with the movies. I know. It's stupid. It's crazy. I don't know what's wrong.
All right. Number two, easy one again. There's no place like home.
Obviously, Wizard of Oz.
Yep. Very good. Okay. Number three today. This might be a little tough. I'm the king of the world.
Titanic. Oh, that's Titanic, of course.
Boy,
turned out he wasn't.
Turned out he was completely full of it. And he was an idiot. What town was he from? Because in the movie it said he was from someplace in Wisconsin, right?
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Was he?
Wasn't it really? Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah. The character was like from someplace in Wisconsin. In that movie.
Yeah, Frog Station. He's from Frog Station.
Oh, I used to love Frog Station. Remember that little bar there?
Oh, dude, there's so many like Bushville and Frog Station. It's so many great little places.
Oh, I used to love that bar Station.
I know. Mine and I get together, it's bad.
Yeah, it's not
it's
good.
All bad.
It's not good.
I was just thinking if I had to produce a show with the two of you.
Yeah.
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 I'd be drinking heavily.
Yeah, it would be. It is. Mine and I have traveled the same paths in many ways.
Yes.
And then different paths, but we have this oneness that keeps us.
You know what you used to be great at?
Used to be.
Used to be.
That's what he said.
Because you don't do it anymore.
You just suck now at everything.
When we would do those high school football games and you were one of the cameramen, mm-hmm. you were phenomenal.
Well, I loved doing that. I loved being a camera person, and unfortunately the news changed and everything changed, and you know, but I loved doing that. It was very artistic and very fun, and that stuff was great.
I mean no kidding about it. I mean, you were like NFL Fox Sports level of
I loved that. That was the thing. All right, yeah. Are there more movies now?
There are.
I know.
I was just going to ask you, like, the change in news, obviously a lot of these people go out and shoot their own thing.
Oh, it's so awful for them.
Oh, my gosh.
It is awful
for them.
It's
all one-man band.
Listen to this. So when you go...
Oh, the equipment's a lot smaller.
Well, but, so let's say that someone goes out to do a story where in the past they would... come with a photographer who would start doing their gear and all that, and the reporter would talk to the people in the story. They would talk to the people that they're going to interview. They'd find out more. They could flesh out the story. Now, the reporter comes, unloads their gear, does a tiny little interview, and then has to go off and shoot B-roll, which is the shots that go over the story. They aren't allowed to flesh out the story. They don't get to talk to the people. It's horrible.
it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And I talked to a lot of those reporters for NBC 26 when we do those games.
It's so bad.
And they never have photographers. They're all, everything's a one-man band.
Right, even when they do the stand-up, which is where they're on the screen ending it, they're shooting themselves.
Yes.
It's so awful. And BAY does not. They still have some actual photogs. Okay. But it's like,
my
goodness.
What happens, Steve, with that?
It's money. It's all money. It's like, well, you're going to go do this yourself. And they come out of school now, and they have the skill set. So when the reporters come out of school, back in the day, they didn't have any shooting skill set, but now they do.
Yeah, there's a term for it now. Whenever you see a one-man band.
Well, yeah,
they don't use that term, but basically multimedia specialist or something like that.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's, you know what they do is they take money away from people and they cut jobs and then they create new job titles to make everyone feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And basically it's a one-man band.
Yeah, it's a one-man band and that's what we call it back in the day.
It's pretty amazing because the amount of weight that we used to carry if we were doing a Packer game on the sidelines, on the road.
It was obscene.
Yes.
I mean, again, I was 5'5", 135, 140, and the camera weighed 38 pounds, and the battery belt weighed the deck. So you would be carrying probably 60, 70 pounds.
Easy.
All the time, all day.
Extra batteries.
Yeah,
it was just... And those battery belts would last for 94 seconds.
They would. These huge batteries. The huge battery that now would power literally a city.
Yeah.
You know, would not even power a light for more than 5 minutes. It's so funny that you say that. But what a great job.
Oh, man.
Well, I was just thinking earlier, you're talking about Big Al and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, those were real personalities, right? And now it's like you just don't have that anymore in the local TV scene.
Well, there's no room for it because they don't allow it. It's like you have to fit in.
Hey, Todd, you can drop the music if you want.
You know, everything. I love that song.
I know.
Man, it's one of my favorites. You know, the thing nowadays is that everything is like, okay, you've got 50 seconds.
Yeah.
You've got 110. The difference then was you've got 230.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to bust open that story and be yourself and all that. Nowadays, everything is just, it's just cookie cutter.
Yeah.
We got to go in here and here. And that's just the way the world is. I'm not going to lament it. It is what it is.
You know, I've always been a big fan of shows where you could really take some time with something. When I first came to Green Bay, Steve, and literally it was only on for like two more weeks when it came here, they got rid of it. You guys were doing a show that was like a half hour feature type show. I'm trying to think of the one. Bill Beagle was one of the guys.
Yep.
And I remember watching it. I'd come over from Flint, Michigan, which was a good market. You know, it's a pretty big market. And I remember watching, I think, holy crap, are these guys good? Where you guys really took some time for stories. You don't see that much anymore on local TV.
Well, the money doesn't. The whole reason that the Chiller Theater and Ned the Dead and all that eventually came to perish is because of money.
Yeah.
It's all about money. I mean, back in the day, you had
the money.
Of course,
we weren't making much money.
No, but the station was making a lot of money, and they would sell advertising. And, you know, the old thing used to be that the more local shows you had, the more money you would make because all the breaks are being sold as your money and you're bringing it in. But the unfortunate part is that budgets get tight and everything gets tight and everything becomes cookie cutter and corporate. And
but think about this. You were talking about something else where there's only like three stations. Like, I remember the Lyndon Fonte show that you worked at. I remember one time we had a 31 rating.
Yeah. Or,
you know,
31.
Now if you get like a 4 rating, you're really excited.
Well, news on certain stations in our market gets a 1.
Yeah.
A 1 rating.
Yeah.
Okay. And a rating means out of all the TV sets that exist in the market, what is the percentage that you have that are tuned to your station? So a 30 would be, I have 5 TVs. That means 4 of my TVs are, it's like that was a monstrous
and
number.
And that's what I mean about printing money. The stations did back in those days.
They did.
Steve Brenzel, Ned the Dead, this has been such a pleasure
having you on. Johnny,
you can't believe it.
Great to see you guys.
Just wonderful. And people are loving it. We're getting all kinds of texts. And we'd love to have you back.
All right.
And like I said, I'd like to have you and Kathy Larkin together here someday.
I've talked to Kathy about it, and we would love to do that anytime, dog.
Love to do it. You're the man. Thank you, buddy.
Johnny, good to see you, man.
Please give me one, Ned, on the way out.
What is that? That is the actual business right there. Goodbye. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.